The views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doc. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com.
Hey there, it's Gunnar Esiason, and thanks for joining Julia and I for episode 34 of the Making It Matter podcast series, Josh's 24 Hours for CF Fitness Challenge.
Hi, everyone. Making It Matter is a weekly podcast series presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people who face them.
Since Julia, our guest, and I all have cystic fibrosis, we're remaining compliant with the National Cystic Fibrosis Guidelines regarding patient interaction and cross-infection by recording via Skype. This podcast was made possible by Novartis, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and the Digital Credit Union. So big thanks to them for always supporting BEF. Educational initiatives. All right, so today we're really excited to have a guest on the program, Josh Llewellyn Jones, who's 29 with cystic fibrosis, and he's coming to us from across the pond in Cardiff, Wales, which is in the UK, for those of you who may not have a map in front of them. He's planning on completing a 24-hour fitness challenge on July 28th, which is a few days before his 30th birthday, and I'll let Josh tell you a little bit more about that as we get going here. So Josh, why don't you say hi to our viewers and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi guys. So yeah, as you've heard, my name is Josh Llewellyn Jones from Cardiff in Wales. I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis from birth, and sport and fitness has really been a huge part of my life, keeping fit and healthy for the last 29 years, and long may it continue. So yeah, hoping to sort of just raise awareness and obviously a bit of money. So the target is £100,000. For the challenge this year to raise for the CF Trust over here in the UK, but hoping to inspire and motivate people over the world really to get into sport and fitness, to sort of get fit and healthy.
So yeah. You certainly inspired us because we did our own fitness challenge a few weeks ago. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the intricacies of what you're trying to do, what your fitness challenge is really going to entail?
So the fitness challenge, a few years ago, I saw, I wanted to come up with something a little bit different because I'd always done challenges to raise money and awareness for cystic fibrosis. And I climbed Kilimanjaro when I was 17 and had a boxing match on the top with former European heavyweight champion Scott Welch. So it was like minus 15 at the top. We stripped to our waist and we had a boxing match for 3 minutes. And we managed to sort of raise, I think it was about £140,000 over here. So I don't know what that's like, $160,000, I think, over there. And I thought, well, what do I do to kind of top that effort? You know, yeah, I can run a marathon, I can do this, that, and the other, but like a lot of people do that. So I looked online at sort of extreme fitness challenges and found this guy called Joe Decker, who's an American guy, and he'd done a 24-hour fitness challenge. So I got the idea from there. So basically on the 28th of July, it'll start midday time over here, and I will complete or attempt to complete a 100-mile bike ride, a 10-mile run, a 10-mile row, a 10-mile cross train, a 2-mile swim, lift 100 tons of weight, complete 3,000 sit-ups, 1,000 press-ups, and 1,000 squats. So that's the challenge.
As if that's going to be easy. Now, that's really fantastic. So now I want to backpedal a little bit from there. Did your doctors always sort of encourage fitness and exercise? Obviously not to that extent, but... growing up, were you always encouraged to get out there and be like any other kid growing up?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, when I was a very young baby, my parents had family out in Dallas in Texas, and we were due to go over there on holiday. So what they did is they rang ahead and said, listen, you know, where's the local, local doctor, just in case something happens, touch wood, it won't, but just in case it does. And they put us in touch with a doctor by the name of Bob Kramer, who I think was quite big over in CF over there in the States, retired now. And basically, I had a day's consultancy with him. And his advice to my parents as a young baby was just to basically just run him around the field, the playing grounds. And when he wants to throw up and stop, just run him around again and again and again. So for me, I've kind of been brought up on, I've got two older brothers and an older sister, and they're quite sporty as well. But for me, it was always just in me to do some sort of activity, some sort of exercise, and pushing myself to the extreme. You know, I'm not happy if I come out of the gym feeling fresh and feeling like, oh yeah, okay, that was pretty easy. I'm not that happy. I want to come out like literally sort of puking up and, you know, and feeling really, really bad, because you feel then that you've worked for it. And for me, I think you've got, you know, I don't believe in limitations. I really don't. I think, limitations are just in your mind. So for me, I think it's more of a mental, kind of approach to fitness and exercise as well, growing up, that let's be competitive about this. You know, I know you guys did the sit-up challenge the other day, and you did a bit of a competition there, which was awesome, because for me, that's good for me to see that I'm inspiring and motivating others to go and do things like that. But yeah, growing up, it was always a huge, huge part of my life, and I wouldn't have had it any other, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't, I don't think.
Did you play sports growing up, or was it more just a love of fitness?
Yeah, I played a lot of sport. So yeah. I loved my football, which is like soccer over here. And I loved my rugby as well. And I always used to run cross country as well. So I ran that at like a national level, at older age groups. And really enjoyed it. I loved competing. I'm a really bad loser as well. Like, I'm terrible.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. I can tell you that much.
But yeah, how are you training for... like daily, what's it look like?
Okay, so daily, for the last 9 months, I've been doing roughly 2 to 3 hours a day training. And then on weekends, probably longer sessions, so 4, 5, 6 hours a day on weekends as well, training. I mean, I could probably take you through a typical training day. Actually, let me just get this up for you here. So like a Monday, it would be like a 15-minute steady cycle on a really medium level, just to warm up, and then another 15 minute on a cross trainer, just again to warm up. And then I do a circuit, so I do weighted sit-ups 20 reps, Russian twists 20 reps, mountain climbers 20 reps, lay-in leg raises 20 reps, and then V sit-ups 20 reps, front plank for a minute, side plank for a minute, side plank for a minute, and then that's the warm-up kind of done. And then I'd go for a run at quite a high pace for sort of 20 minutes. And then I'd do 100 reps of lat pull downs on the machine. So just do 100 as fast as you can. And then I'd go for another run fast pace for 15 minutes. And then I'd go on to bench press and do 100 reps on sort of 60 to 80 kilos as fast as you can. And then I'd go for another run high pace for 15 minutes. And then I do bent over rows, 100 reps, as fast as you can on sort of 50, 60 kilos. I don't know what that is in pounds over there. And then another run. And then another run to finish for 15 minutes. So it's quite high intensity, which I think for cystic fibrosis, for me, high intensity training has worked so well. You know, I can't sort of stress that enough, really, that, you know, again, I can't really sort of say, yeah, you need to go and do this right now, because obviously, you know, I'm not a personal trainer and I'm not a doctor. So I can't be giving that advice. But what has worked for me is that to go to the gym and not rest between exercises, you know, so I might be there for an hour and a half to 2 hours, which sounds like a really long time, and it is a really long time, but it's even longer when you're not taking rest periods.
Right.
Whereas a lot of people, I see so many people in the gym, and they go and they're on their phone for 5 minutes, or they're chatting to their friend for 5 minutes. And I'm just like, come on, just do something. Just go. You're here to work out. So work out and get it done and get out. But yeah, I think sport is, I miss competitive sport. I really do. I'm not allowed to play competitive sport at the moment because of this challenge. Mm-hmm. I just can't risk getting injured, really.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I think what you said about the high intensity, you know, of training and fitness it certainly makes a lot of sense, because in a lot of ways, you know, you're not out there, you know, running 10 miles at a time. You're getting your cardio that way. You're keeping your heart rate up, and you're bringing new air in, blowing new air out. And I certainly agree with you. And that's personally what I like. I'm not at that level, but I do like to do that as well, because for me, that's you know, what I found to be A, it's fun, and B, rewarding to always be active when you're working out. You know, I think that's part of the trick to sort of, for me at least, to stay motivated and to stay committed to my workouts.
Yeah, and I think as well for me is, you know, and I remember you guys when you were talking about doing the sit-up challenge and you found it like really boring. and I totally get that, because when I train sometimes and I've got to go in and do like a 3-4 hour session, and I've got to just throw out the mileage and just do, you know, big mileage stuff, and it can be really, really boring. You sat there on a bike just to do 50 miles, just like, oh really, you know, and you try and go faster to get it done quicker, but then it hurts a lot more a lot quicker. So where's the balance? But I think for anyone, really for me, it's just so important, is doing what you enjoy, because you're going to do it for longer. Don't go forcing yourself to copy what I'm doing if that's not something that you would enjoy. And don't forget, I'm training for a purpose. I'm training for this challenge. You know, I certainly wouldn't be doing this type of training every day if I wasn't doing this challenge.
Right.
So...
No, I mean, it certainly makes a lot of sense. Now, what would you say to someone with cystic fibrosis that, you know, maybe having a more difficult time coping with the disease, or someone who has, you know, maybe more severe respiratory issues and who cannot, you know, physically do this kind of heavy lifting or long interval training? You know, what would you say to that person out there who really, you know, wants to start, you know, start up, you know, start somewhere? How would you encourage that person to do that?
Well, funny you say, I had a message on Facebook yesterday from a guy in a similar scenario. And for me, don't try and push yourself too hard. But if you can only manage sort of like walking 150 yards one day, try and do 200 yards the next day. And even if it's just those small improvements, if you're making small improvements every single day, it's a good thing. Don't expect huge improvements straight away. And also, I think it's important to reach out and talk to people. You know, obviously, with the cross infection with cystic fibrosis is a huge problem. And it's difficult, because I'd love to do a training session with 30 or 40 CF, you know, warriors, as I call them, as a lot of people call them, together, so we can train together and get fit together. But that's not going to happen. But I think for me growing up, I didn't really have anyone with cystic fibrosis to reach out to and speak to. Because back then, it wasn't really, fitness and exercise wasn't really promoted within the CF community. Whereas now, I think there's quite a few of us who, you know, go out and we really sort of exercise a lot. And there's quite a few personal trainers actually that have cystic fibrosis. And I would say reach out to them and speak to people about it. Because I think just speaking to people about different training routines, you know, different ideas of how to get fit, as long as you're talking about it, it gets you in that mindset that, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go do that. Or let's not wait till tomorrow, let's do it now. You know, and I think that the mindset, you know, I think you have to work on your mind just as much as you work on your body. It's positivity for us guys, isn't it?
Yeah, speaking of that, like, how do you find the motivation, and are there, like, on the days when you just don't have it, where do you get it?
that's like a $1 million question, right?
Yeah, do you know what? I don't really get that many days where I don't want to do it.
Right.
I'm quite lucky in that sense that I enjoy fitness, and I enjoy, someone asked me the other day, you know, how, you know, I did a, last weekend, I did a 75% test run of the challenge. So last Saturday I completed 75% of everything I have to do on the day. And I did it in, I managed it in 13 hours and 40 minutes. And for me, you know, that person asked me, you were in so much pain towards the end because I had to speed up because the gym was closing at 10 o'clock. So I had to get it done. And where do you get that motivation to keep pushing and keep pushing even when you don't feel like you can or feel like you want to? And my answer was quite strange, actually, because I enjoy the pain. And that sounds really strange. But, you know, when you work out and when you get that feeling, it releases endorphins in your body. It makes you feel good when you train and you exercise anyway. And I really, really love that feeling. But coming back more on point with your question about, you know, if I get up out of bed one morning and I just really don't feel like doing much at all, you know, there are lazy days. sometimes. And you've got to kind of take the rough with the smooth. But for the mindset, I think there is no excuse for me to not get up and train. It's, listen, this guys, this is what we've got to do, isn't it? You know, we need to do these things to keep fit and healthy. And it's trying to explain that to someone who hasn't got cystic fibrosis as well. And I'm sure you guys have it over there where, you know, some guys, you know, some people can afford to be lazy, you know, and they might not go to the gym for 4 or 5 weeks or 6 weeks, and then they can go up and just pick up where they left off. It's not like that for us. We can't do that. And we really would feel the effects of not obviously training or keeping up with our medication or anything like that. So the and again, another point that motivates me, and this is where I've got a lot of my inspiration from lately, especially, is seeing the reactions from people across the world about this challenge has just made it so incredible and driven me to do more. Mm-hmm. And I think seeing the reactions of kids now, I've got mums and dads who have sent me photos of their kids doing the 2-4, and like sending me photos of them exercising or doing their medication, and I'll send this to Josh, and it's like, wow, if we can get that going and keep that going, and the good that this campaign is doing, then that makes it worth it. And that's the main thing. The main thing for me really is being able to have that really inspires me to do more. So yeah, next year's challenge is actually bigger than this year's, but I'm not announcing that just yet.
Oh, so there's already a step two. Yeah. So I mean, I can tell you that, you know, what you're setting off to do is definitely working. And I can say that because we've noticed that since the explosion in fitness or training or exercise in the cystic fibrosis world within the last 10, 15 years is really starting to pay off now, because all of a sudden we're seeing, at least here in the U.S., you know, we're seeing people with cystic fibrosis going off to play college sports at the highest level, which is Division I. You know, we know of football players, lacrosse players, ice hockey players, and, you know, they're really starting to take to the whole exercise thing at such a young age, and it's really starting to benefit their health, which is really a fantastic, fantastic thing. Mm. And, you know, I think you're definitely going to start to see the same thing with, you know, you're spawning from your fitness challenges, and you'll probably see that in all over the world at this point, because right now what you're doing seems to be going worldwide.
It was quite shocking for me, really, when I first released the news that I was going to be doing this. Obviously I just told my family to start off with.
What did they say?
My mum knows me. Well, they all know me so well. And my mum was like, oh, come on now, you don't have to do this. You know, you shouldn't be doing this. This is ridiculous. But they all know me well enough that once I've got my mind set on something, that it's not going to change. I'm going to go and do this. And trust me, I don't care how many muscles I pull on the day, I will complete that challenge, no matter how long it takes me. But I think the big thing for me is that, you know, my family started telling their friends, and then their friends started telling their friends, and then I had families with cystic fibrosis kids in the family saying, oh, this is great, you need to watch this guy, and everything. So it really sort of snowballed, and then the Daily Mirror, a newspaper over here, got hold of it, and then it went national, and it was like, wow, okay, what's going on? I didn't have a clue what was going on. I just started getting loads and loads of messages on Facebook. I was like, wow, what's going on? So that was like a huge thing for me, because I started then getting messages from people like in Turkey, in America, in Canada, in Australia. And I was like, what? And then one came through from like Mongolia. I was like, where is Mongolia? I didn't really know where it was. But it was amazing just to see that whole kind of thing about, you know, being able to inspire these youngsters. It's just so powerful. And obviously you guys, obviously seeing what I was doing was a huge thing for me as well, and just being able to reach out to you guys as well, and I think seeing you take up a fitness challenge yourselves kind of brings it all back to the reason why I'm doing this. So how did you guys find it anyway? I know you've mentioned it briefly before, but
I actually saw a tweet on my Twitter feed, because I see like CF related tweets, and I think that was the way that I found you at first.
Yeah, okay. And then it just snowballed into our own little from there. Yeah, our own yeah. little our own little set of challenge that we had to do.
Our wimpy in comparison.
Which Julia ended up winning.
It's good. Yeah. But what I am gonna ask you though is, what's next for you guys then? What's the next challenge?
Yeah, we have to.
We have to work on it. I actually, it's funny you asked that because about a week ago, I play ice hockey recreationally these days. The dream has ended for me competitively, but I ended up tearing a ligament in my foot about a week ago. So I'm in a walking boot for the next month in an effort to avoid surgery. So I'm on the shelf from the fitness challenge and probably until the summer, and then
you can do press ups and more sit ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can continue to do sit-ups. I can also do like, you know, weight stuff, weight training and things like that.
Yeah.
But I think our idea was to do burpees next. That was probably
that's not going to happen for you.
No, that's not happening for me until until the summer. Which may be a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. The jury's still out on that. But no, I definitely think
something will keep up.
Yeah, it is something that we anticipate to continue doing, and it's something that's really in line with the mission of the Boomer Esiason Foundation, because we have Team Boomer, which is the athletic branch of the foundation, where people run marathons, they, you know, they do Tough Mudders, they do, you know, whatever they want to do in the name of Team Boomer and raising awareness and money for the fight against cystic fibrosis. So I do think, you know, as we've seen, that exercise is such a critical care point within cystic fibrosis, that it's, you know, something that people with CF cannot overlook. And what we always do say, like you said yourself, you know, you have to sort of, you know, make yourself better every day. You have to sort of find where your comfort level is. Whether we, you know, if you're, you know, not everyone is a natural athlete. You know, that's just not the way it works. So,
and not everyone enjoys it.
Exactly. So, what we say is you have to, you know, figure out a way to make it fun for yourself. You know, if you have a dog, you know, take your dog on a 20-minute walk. You know, that's a that's a way to get up and get moving. You know, I totally agree with what you're saying about, you know, the endorphins you're setting off when you're exercising and stuff like that, because I do really truly believe that when you're up moving around and being physical, you know, it makes the rest of the process easier, or maybe not easier may not be the word, but more tolerable, because you're in a healthy mindset.
Yeah, I think as well, I mean, taking it a step further is, you know, I do believe that exercise is, I wouldn't say a cure, obviously, but like you said, makes things more tolerable, makes it easier with a lot of conditions, not just cystic fibrosis. People who may be suffering from depression, you know, if they go out and do some exercise or go for that 20-minute walk with their dog, or go for a run, it might make them feel that little bit better and put them in a better place mentally. And that's something really that, you know, because I think with you guys over in the States as well, that what I've learned from the people that I've met is that you have this can-do attitude and this winning attitude that I think that it's slowly coming over here in the UK, but I think it needs to be more prominent. And I think there's, you know, to push yourself to the limit and to see what we can do is so important in every aspect, not just in fitness and exercise, but mentally. As well, and I think when you push yourselves physically to a point where, like last Saturday, for instance, and I know this is going to happen on the 28th of July as well, when it gets to, because I start at midday and go all the way through to midday the next day, so when it gets to sort of 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be in a place that I have never experienced before, and I've got to be fully prepared for that. And the only thing that's going to get me to that stage is by training leading up to that, to a state where I'm absolutely shattered, like I can no longer do anything else. The only thing that's going to get me through is my mind, because my body just doesn't want to function anymore. But my mind will hopefully kick in and take me to that extra sort of step, if you like. I think the mindset is so, you can read books on it all day long and you know, try and think positively. But I don't know if you guys use it, like visualization techniques work really, really well.
Yeah, sports psychology is what I refer to it as, Because it is a winning mentality for sports as well. Competitive sports is like visualizing what you're doing.
Exactly, And it's, I just think that the whole thing, I think, for me, my aim and my goal is to just promote, you know, that positive attitude, that positive mentality. And I think you know, I meet a lot of CF families over here, and I think, I don't know, there's just something in us. I can't really describe it, but I think there is something in us that is quite positive, and we have got quite a decent mindset already.
Yeah, I mean, everyone that you meet with cystic fibrosis has that sort of inner resiliency that comes with, you know, facing adversity 24/7, 365. You know, there's no shortcuts. You know, we have two choices essentially. We can either choose to take care of ourselves, or we can choose to let ourselves sit and die. You know, it's one, and unfortunately, that's the black and white life that we have to live. And, you know, it's whether or not that's fair or not, you know, that's up for the ethicists to decide. But, you know, realistically, it's something that we have to live with. And people with cystic fibrosis are very resilient in the fact that they choose to do the hours and hours and hours a day of care that it requires to live a full, successful life.
Yeah, I think I made a point of saying on my last live Facebook video that there's actually, like, to flip it on its head, there's three things that I absolutely love about having cystic fibrosis. And the first thing being, I can eat as much as I want, and I'll probably never get fat. And that
that's
was
my
like
favorite
of,
part too.
Yeah. And all my friends are really jealous. So I can finish like six people's meals, and yeah, and I still don't put any weight. And then number two was, I probably wouldn't be as fit as I am today without it. And it's quite strange. It's probably quite a controversial thing to say. But for me, I wouldn't push myself as much as I do without having cystic fibrosis. It is what gets me up out of bed. It is what gets me into the gym. It is what, you know, makes me train for a ridiculous amount of hours a week and a month and a year. And then the third one, which was for me, I think the most important, is that the CF community is so incredible. And I would never have been able to meet as many amazing people with not having contact with the CF community and not having cystic fibrosis myself. You know, not sort of just the celebrity side of things over here, but more the just the CF families, you know, the messages on social media and you guys. You know, I would never have met you guys. And I think that's really, for me, is one of the key things about sticking together as a community and beating it together, really.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all in it together. And you know, unfortunately, we're sort of running out of time here. So I want to give you the last word. Do you have anything that you'd like to say, you know, a message for somebody who may be listening, who may be thinking about starting to get exercise with or without CF, you know, a message to a mom or dad with a newly diagnosed infant with CF?
Don't wrap them up in cotton wool. Definitely don't do that, because it can be the worst thing for them. Get them into sport and exercise as quickly as possible and get them so they love it and they actually enjoy it. You can push them, but don't sort of force them down certain areas, but just let them enjoy it. And don't think of it as cystic fibrosis as a limitation. Think of it as an opportunity more than a limitation. And if anyone's got any questions, and I'm always open to sort of them contacting me via social media. So it's Josh Llewellyn Jones on Facebook. You can find me, or the page is 24 Hours for CF. Instagram is JoshLJ14, and Twitter is just Josh L. Jones. I'm always open to hearing off other CF families, and if anyone wants any advice or just to find out a little bit more about how I cope with it, then I'm always open for people contacting me. And thank you guys for having me.
Well, thank you for being on the program, and we definitely look forward to having you back after you complete your challenge.
Yes, definitely. I'll keep you all up to date.
Regardless of how much pain you may or may not be in that moment.
Yeah. Maybe not that evening, because I've got a dinner.
Okay, that's fine.
It's my 30th birthday three days later, so I'm celebrating my 30th. So, yeah.
Which in I'll itself, be slightly which intoxicated. Which in itself is an accomplishment of, it, you know, of its own at this point, with cystic fibrosis. Yeah.
We'll give you some recovery time.
Yes, there you go.
Think of the following week, and I can do that.
All right, perfect. All right, we'll pencil it in. But, you know, thanks for joining us. That's unfortunately all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in for the 34th episode of Making It Matter. I can't believe we're at 34 so far. And remember, you can follow along with our weekly podcast via my YouTube channel on GunnarAsiason.com or JuliaRay.com. And you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. If you do that, like, review, and share. Those are the three big things there. And then you can always follow us on Instagram, which is
@makingitmatter_CF.
Julia's doing a fantastic job of revitalizing that social media account. and if you want to see us podcast about something specific, you can always get in touch with us at my email address, which is gunnersblog@assiason.org, or Julia's very original email address,
JuliaRay@JuliaRay.com.
And you can always send either of us a message on Facebook to Gunnar Assiason and Julia Ray, and get in touch with us at Twitter, Instagram, whatever. And we love hearing from you guys, and that's how we find great stories like Josh's. And, you know, we want to feature you on the podcast. So for Julia Ray, this is Gunnar Assiason signing off.
Thanks, Josh. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, guys.